You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
There are reports, of course, from John Rothstein that Scott Drew in Kentucky would be meeting in the near future. Now, that's ambiguous enough. I mean, the near future could be tomorrow. It could be 3 days from now. It could be next week. That's still considered the near future. But Baylor coach Scott Drew tweeted 12 minutes ago, sitting with an older gentleman, "Great lunch spot in Waco on a rainy day. No better friend and supporter than Eric Shiro and Alliance Bank," with the 100 emoji. And they're at a what appears to be, to me, Jason, a Mexican restaurant. I don't want to assume, but it looks to me to be a Mexican restaurant with tortilla chips and salsa, water with lemon in the picture, and this appears to be in Waco, Texas, Jason.
Looks like he's there all the time.
Yeah, so what do you make of this tweet?
It's a statement.
It is.
Now, what he's telling us, I'm not sure. We can try to decipher. It's clear that Eric Shiro, or Shiro as you call him, with Alliance Bank, is one of those, you know, big money guys, it appears. If you look him up, he's like chief financial officer of Alliance Bank or something like that. So you it leads you to believe, well, you know, one of their big boosters, he called him a supporter, but,
yeah,
you know, one of the movers and shakers, I would imagine, when it comes to Baylor athletics. The fact that you're having lunch with him at a time where everybody's speculating you're about to meet with Kentucky, and he points out, "I'm in Waco." He says, "Great lunch spot in Waco on a rainy day." Scott Drew doesn't seem like the kind of person that, if he was going to go, if he knew right now he's going to take the Kentucky job, that he would do this, sort of tease Baylor fans in this way, that "I'm meeting with our supporters right now, right, that I'm going to get out of here." So again, are you making a statement that, hey, you're here, you're staying?
Yeah, I don't really know why you would do that.
It seems like to me, if you had a decision on your hands with Kentucky, you would just lay low and be quiet.
Exactly right.
There'd be no reason to say, "I'm in Waco," or to fight this right now and be saying, "I'm not on a plane." I mean, that's how you get yourself into some mess.
Exactly.
And again, it's been, you know, 21 years you've been down there. And Scott Drew doesn't seem like the type at all.
It feels like to me,
to kick rocks on it, like, you know, you would sort of be doing in a way if you already knew you were taking Kentucky, going to meet with him and take it.
It feels like to me that Scott Drew is using Kentucky to get more money from Baylor.
I mean, he's meeting literally with one of the,
right,
you know, chief financial officers of this bank.
Right. Right.
Baylor backers.
Yeah, like, I think generally, I agree with everything you said. If you were actually serious about taking this job, you would not be publicly, like, because if you take the job now, it's like you're taunting Baylor, almost. You're like, you're playing with them.
Correct.
You know what I mean? I don't think
it could be construed as that.
You wouldn't do that.
He's not that kind.
You wouldn't do that at a place you've been for 21 years.
Right.
You would not do that. So I take this to mean he's not going.
Now, I stop short of that. because you, I mean,
just well, it's less likely that he's going.
But the fact that you're tweeting this out there, you're pointing out you're in Waco, you're pointing out that you're meeting with supporters, with it looks like boosters, donors, you know, big time money people. That to me says, yeah, I'm happy with where I am, and frankly, I could be talking about a raise right here at this table down at Baylor. I mean, how do you want? He knew, people are gonna take this, look at this picture, and gonna construe it as that. And he knew that when he put it out there.
Yep.
So you really gonna, as you say, taunt them, tease these Baylor fans,
right?
When a day from now you could be in Lexington,
exactly,
and be up there talking about the job. It just
yes,
seems like everything but a statement that I'm staying.
Exactly.
You know, which is what Nate Oates and others have done.
I just the issue for me really becomes that
you would keep this quiet. There'd be no need to rub people's noses in it.
No doubt about
that. If you were
about
to take Kentucky, it feels like.
I agree. My whole thing with this is Scott Drew's not an upgrade over Cal. So, like, you guys ran Cal off, and you got basically a slight downgrade, in my opinion, in Scott Drew.
Well, you think that, and what if they miss on him? Because at this point,
right.
It looks like
if you don't,
I mean,
get
all
Scott
these
Drew.
Reports are that Kentucky's going after Scott Drew.
Yes. And so then you're really
you're talking
in
about
trouble.
Taking a step down, and then you're going to miss on him.
Then you're really
that's
in
not
trouble.
A good look at all.
Yeah, because you know? Like Billy Donovan, you're going to get him? Probably not. If you're going after Scott Drew, you're not going to get Billy Donovan.
I don't know. He looked like he didn't care during that Bulls. I know he said I'm comfortable and I like coaching in the NBA, but he didn't look like he was locked in at all last night. That loss to the Knicks.
Yeah.
Well, you said we had a 3-on-0 fast break and didn't score. Billy Donovan just shaking his head.
That's good.
You can't tell me he's like that's it's been productive. His time with the Bulls or in the NBA. Anyway.
That's really good. You don't think so?
It sounded to me like he said, I haven't gotten a call yet. Sounded like to me that's a guy that would entertain a call to me. And he sure didn't look like he was enjoying himself last night. Back to the point. Yeah, maybe before, you know, my guy Pearl or whatever else you're calling Billy Donovan. Maybe he says no, maybe he doesn't. This feels like Scott Drew telling us, I'm not going anywhere. In fact, I'm about to get a raise.
Right.
At Baylor.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel.
What age are his kids?
I think he has his daughter is at Baylor.
Well, that matters.
Right.
Because she's got all her friends there.
Yeah.
You know.
Did
daughters
Megan
at Baylor, two sons in high school?
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
There you go. Yeah. So, I don't
know.
Not
that daughter couldn't stay at Baylor while you go to Kentucky.
Yeah,
but
the sons in high school is like that's a big one.
Sons are in high school.
That's a big one. Because now you're talking about like uprooting. Uprooting family.
Unless mom and them want to stay there and finish.
Because I think
they got the money.
When Cal left Memphis, I think his daughters were, I know one of them was in college or had graduated even. And I think Megan had graduated high school too, and she was in college. So it's just a different thing in college when they're independent anyway, versus being in high school where they're with their friends or with their support system, and you're gonna take them out of that. That's why my assumption when he sends that tweet, it's not like a Baylor I'm staying tweet, but it's like that's not something a coach who's leaving would do. It's not something
that
a coach
who's
leaving
would
do.
Well, he doesn't need to say I'm staying yet until he gets the raise.
Right, exactly.
Being very clever.
Yes, I think that's exactly what he's doing.
You don't need to do the statement like
Nate Oates
until
you get the raise. He's leveraging Kentucky like he once upon a time leveraged Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
He did it once. He's doing it again. When Cal leaves, he's going to be 2-for-2.
Because he hadn't had a raise since winning, right? Since winning the title,
yeah.
3 years to whatever it was, 2021.
Let's see. When Scott Drew, I'm sure he got a contract extension, right? Let's see. That would have been, I got to find it. But because now the only thing that's coming up is just damn Kentucky basketball stuff. So
I figure he got a raise new deal after he won the championship, right?
Okay,
and that's the one he's still on.
But he was mentioned for Louisville. He's been mentioned for – I don't think he didn't get a raise out of the Louisville thing because I don't think Baylor really took that one seriously.
That's what I'm saying.
They'll take this seriously.
Mm-hmm. He's parlaying it into a raise.
Yeah.
And he's doing it the right way.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why you do picture and you don't do statement like Nate Oates until you get your raise.
Yep. So, anyway, that's the latest. Scott Drew is at a restaurant in Waco and says that he is meeting with a booster, basically.
Arkansas missed first two and still did great.
Yeah, that was like a once-in-a-lifetime stroke of luck, in fairness to them. Louisville missed on their top two.
Well, I mean, would we say Billy Donovan is great if he doesn't, if he's the second pick?
Do you think they would go balls to wall for Scott Drew if they thought they could get Billy Donovan? I mean, I don't. Don't you think they have some indication as to whether Billy Donovan would do it by now?
Maybe so. Maybe that's why he hadn't gotten the call. Maybe that's what he's saying.
Yeah, like, would you do it?
I took that as I would take a call.
I mean, we know Chicago sports fans.
You're going to call Billy Donovan. Does Billy Donovan have better odds than Bruce Pearl? I told you what my call would be to Bruce Pearl.
No, I don't think so. I think Billy Donovan is not going to do it. I think Billy Donovan's not going to leave the NBA unless he's fired, which he's not going to be, for Kentucky. And then there's no way you do that. Don't do that.
He cannot feel safe in the NBA doing.
They're
in the nine spot. They're 5 games out of 500. He's done nothing. He hadn't made the needle move at all for
the
most part.
He's the Bulls coach, bro.
And? That's what I'm saying.
Y'all love losers up there. Y'all never fire nobody up there. Y'all support losers all the time. This is just another one.
It's more about, do you want this NIL life? It's a new life since you left it in college basketball is what I'm saying. He does not look happy as the Chicago Bulls coach.
Bro,
it's more about, there's a little bit more security in that than this world that he's going into, this new world he doesn't know anything about.
Exactly. So
where he could recruit on his name.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't get involved in that mess at all. Having to rebuild my roster every year on the fly, have to try to get more and more from my boosters every single year.
That's why you should go Bruce Pearl.
Yeah.
Drew's turning it down, if he's just using you to get a raise here.
We're going to enter Bruce Pearl territory in short order if Scott Drew says no. I'll tell you that right now. Nate Oates already said he don't want it. Kentucky is feeling the way Memphis felt right now. This is exactly how Memphis felt when Cal left. That you think, it's such a great job that...
Well, it's not the same.
I know it's not the same, but it's the same in terms of people not wanting it that you think you... That you thought would have been able to...
Louisville, I mean, that's what they just went through.
Yes.
Have to get down to pick 7 or 8 or whatever Kelsey was.
Exactly. Coaches don't want to leave their situations, man. They don't want to leave their situations unless they have to. Unless they're getting out in front, like infield or Musselman or whatever. they don't want to leave...
Or just in this situation, it's still, you don't want to be the guy that follows the guy.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
Part still applies.
It's like, do I think I'm going to do better than 4 Final Fours and a title up there?
See, Bruce Pearl crazy enough to say yes.
He will say that, but
everybody else would question it.
But then he'll get fired, and then, he'll go back to wherever he goes to. But, yeah, if you're a rational human being, do I think I'll make 5 Final Fours and win 2 titles? Damn, that's one of the greatest runs ever for a coach. That's amazing. That's like Krzyzewski. Do I think I'm going to go up there and be Mike Krzyzewski? Probably not. I'm probably not going to be that good. Probably going to be I don't want to have any kind of postseason expectations attached to me. I'm going to get there and I'm going to make some second weekends and we'll roll the dice. We see how it goes. But I don't want to have to answer to an AD or boosters if I lose in the Sweet 16. Get out of my face.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Mitch Barnhart to miss on Scott Drew now. I want Kentucky to come down a peg.
And they will. You bet your ass they will. Because it doesn't. There's no obvious person after Scott.
What do you guys think will happen? Will he stay in Baylor or will he go to Kentucky? Because it'll be ultimately his choice, even if he gets a raise.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
he gets the raise he wants. He's going to stay.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, he'll get more money if he's staying, and then he could go if he wants to.
Again,
yeah.
when you post that picture, I just feel like you're staying.
Look how it's taking off.
I think it's positioning, but I think he'll stay, and he'll get more money.
There's no incentive for him
Everything
to post
Everything pointed
that.
To him that he was about to be up there in Lexington interviewing for the job and taking it, and he puts this out there to refute that.
There's no. He doesn't need to do anything to get interest from Lexington. Right?
He doesn't.
He's already got it.
Right.
He doesn't need to generate anything on that piece of it.
That's right.
But I just think it would be really low down of Scott Drew to post that picture just to leave. That's just I feel like you would not do that. I feel like you would
you good Christian man, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah, like you would say good Christian. I think Jason's exactly right. If he was really serious about taking this job, he would be moving in silence. He would.
Well, that's what we thought he was doing.
Yes, there would be no.
He came out of it.
Transmissions from his camp.
Love it.
But so now there has been.
And the reason you stop short of a statement is because you hadn't gotten your raise yet. That's why you don't do what Nate Oates did.
Yep.
Because you can go in there and you can.
You want to see what Baylor will come to the table with.
Right. Cash.
Just like anything else.
I mean, he's literally talking to the chief financial officer of this this bank.
Exactly.
That's probably one of their big boosters.
So perfect.
Yeah. So at any rate.
Literally the money strings, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's talking to the money people right now in Waco.
That's funny.
They're not going to let him leave.
And just like anything else, it's like, hey, it may not even just be for him. It may be NIL. And he may
of course,
say, hey, I need $2 or $3 million more for NIL to make sure we get this thing to where I want to go.
Yep.
Good call.
You know, it's all of that. So, yeah, I think that's exactly what's happening here again.
Kentucky getting played.
I think they are being used as a bargaining chip.
100%.
Just like Memphis was used as a bargaining chip in 2009 with Scott Drew. Just like was the case with Leonard Hamilton and every other coach that, you know, and at some point Kentucky will identify a coach that wants to be there. But I think, and I'll be honest, I think their fans, you know, I think their reputation truly is scaring coaches away. That you know, that the ambassadors and the fans feel like, you know, if you don't win at the absolute zenith every single year, you're 1 year away from being fired. Nobody wants to sign up for that. I don't care how much you pay, because I might only be there 3 years. I don't have any security up there. Who wants to do that? Who wants to do that job, man? You got to be a maniac. Cal was a maniac when he took that job. He wanted that. He wanted that smoke.
I know, man. Josh Pastner, he'll do it.
Josh Pastner will do it.
He's a maniac. He wants that smoke.
No, I don't even think Josh wants it. Josh,
you
like
crazy.
Josh would be like, I'll do field of 68 for the next couple of years.
Josh,
I don't want to
jump
go
on that
thing. I think Kentucky's going to have to go beyond the wallet from 7. You're going to see a double. It'll be a 2, you know, a 10 plus in front of whoever gets that job, I bet. I mean, because it's going to take that to get these guys motivated now. Because you can stay at, you know, Alabama, I'll pay you 5 to 7, right?
There ain't nobody's worth 10 except for Hurley, maybe.
Right.
That's a fair statement.
Because you have to be going up from Cal to pay 10.
Don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, for them to get somebody motivated, I've seen this, you know, these guys are all getting paid big bucks and they're in comfortable positions.
Yeah, but like, again, like Scott Drew's making 5, so you bring him up to, you know, you bring him up to 6.5 or 7. Like, there's a way to do it without getting somebody, you know, without paying 10.
Yeah, I mean, 10 is like Billy Donovan or Hurley, like that.
So do you think if Donovan took it, it'd be 10 maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd have
think
to
that's fair.
Break the bank. You'd have to make him the highest
that's
paid
why
coach.
I said that.
But I don't think he's going to be motivated by a couple. I mean, what's he making now? I'm sure he's making probably a lot as an NBA coach.
Right? I have no idea what he's making.
I don't know what your Bulls are paying these days.
4-year deal, 24. He made $30 million to coach the Thunder over 5.
Okay, so he's making 5 per.
Making 6.
So they could double his salary.
Said 4 for 24?
Yeah.
24 for 4?
With the Bulls.
6.
And he's already made 30 with the
okay,
with
so they
the,
could almost
Thunder
double
deal.
His salary.
Yep,
they get him to 10. But again, he's that's not. I don't get the sense that that's where we are. Nobody seems to be taking the Billy Donovan thing very seriously. So, you know, at this stage, if Scott Drew gets you get the note from Scott Drew, or he gets the extension at Baylor, or whatever, gets you know up to 7, 8 NIL commitments, all that, and then where the hell do you go? Is Bruce the next call?
Bruce waiting on the call.
Oh, yeah, he is. But you can wait.
When y'all get done with your Scott Drews and your Billy Donovans ain't calling and all that, I'll be ready to take the call.
Yeah. Bruce is making about 6.
Yeah. He'd take the same to go to Kentucky, I really believe.
1,000%.
He would. He wants. I mean, plus, again, I feel the same kind of for Scott Drew that I do about Pearl at Auburn. He kind of topped out at Auburn. He got to a national title game at Auburn. Come on, man. You know? And plus, he's a maniac in that sense. He'd go up there and he'd rally the troops and he'd do the blue overalls. He'd have everybody going crazy.
1,000%.
Would Kelvin take it? He's not leaving Houston.
I don't think so.
I don't think at this point that's just not where they're going with it.
What about Tony Bennett?
Not
a good style.
With a 10-foot pole.
God.
You're talking about boring people half to death in Lexington.
That's awful.
They'd start giving season tickets back.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, that would. They would. There's no. They'd be calling back for Cal after the third game of the year.
Yeah
that would definitely. Yeah, you go from having nothing but NBA players at up tempo to 50 points a game. Gross. Yeah, I mean, there's just not that many options that are guarantees.
I mean, Kelvin's attractive. You mentioned him. He's more attractive than Tony. But
Brad Underwood.
Brad Underwood would start to be talked about
because the money lines up with
Scott
his race.
Drew says no.
Yeah,
I mean, he would
Brad
start
would
be to
a good
be.
I saw he's on those lists.
You know,
Brad, it might be where you go.
I don't know how I feel about Brad Underwood at that job. I think he's a good coach.
He's aggressive.
I don't know in terms of the fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't. I don't know in terms of the fit. So
yeah,
that's the piece of it. It's all a fit up there. It's not about whether you can coach. It's
fun
about,
to talk
like,
about
the ambassadors. And
he
the
wasn't
fans.
A good coach when he didn't change the plan against Klingon.
He was a horrible coach.
You hated him that day when he didn't adjust you. Yeah. You're telling me how good a coach he is. That was a terrible game.
If it was me,
he gets players, though.
I can't bring you in after that performance. I can't do it, bro. I mean, for real.
Yeah, remember, you just bad-mouthing Underwood last week.
Well, in fairness, I mean, that was one of the most egregious game plans you've ever seen.
I agree, but I just heard you call him a good coach, and we were just coming off of what we didn't like.
Yeah.
He had a bad moment. I think overall he's probably a good coach, but he had a very bad moment in that game.
Player getting coached, so it sort of fits and lines up with the way they do things in Lexington, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Again, they got to be after more now. John's been doing that part.
Yeah, you need
That's part of why they were unhappy. Yeah, so we're just getting players and not, you know, winning to the expectation that should be there.
It's a tough gig, man. Tough hire here.
It's a good job in the sense that you have things that you need, but everything that makes it great is what makes it difficult. And
yep.
I think that's why, you know, you always struggle here to get the, you know, the obvious hire. I don't know that, you know, that they're gonna be happy with who they get. I think there's a decent chance we come out of this and say, well, you should have just made it work with Cal.
Yep.
You should have just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
You'd had to pay him.
Well, Cal had a lifetime deal. He's already been paid. He's been paid a million times
over. That's true. The rumor is that he asked for more and actually did a counterback with Kentucky.
That was debunked.
That got shot down.
That was debunked this morning. Yeah, that's what that was debunked earlier today.
So he didn't go back to him?
No, he didn't go back to him. They paid him 10 years, $8.6 million. There was no more money for him to make.
He knew it.
It was about marrying, you know, satisfaction and happiness with production, you know. And that's where it got sideways.
Good information.
But anyway, we'll see where the search goes for now. Scott Drew in Waco.
Next story.
All right, you got Grizzlies back on tap tonight. They will play the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's an early game in your pregame right here on 929 FM ESPN starting at 5:30. Eric Hasseltine will be on the call at 6. Grizzlies big underdogs on this second night of a back-to-back, playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, 18.5-point underdogs. You mentioned there's three left for these Grizzlies, and frankly, with Utah two games behind you for seventh-worst record, I don't think you'll have to worry too much because you've got the fourth toughest schedule the rest of the way for the Grizzlies. You've got Lakers and Denver after Cleveland tonight, both of those back here at home. So we'll wrap it up on Sunday. As for tonight's game, you know, Cleveland's got something to play for. The Grizzlies don't. You know where they're at, 50 different starting lineups. We messed around their first hour that you could set that mark at 51 or 52 before you're done here over the next couple of games. As far as the rest of the NBA is concerned, the all eyes tonight really will be on Timberwolves Nuggets. It's a battle for first place in the West. Both of those teams also on the second night of a back-to-back, both with a lot to play for with that one seed. Denver, a 5.5-point favorite. I will say, from last night's game, it's because it's worth mentioning again, man. Jordan Goodwin has been something since coming over. He had 10 points, 19 rebounds. To see a 6'3" guy pull down 19 rebounds, it's the most for a guy that size since Fat Lever pulled down that many in 1990. You know, maybe there's a spot for him in the back half of that rotation next year. Again, perhaps you're talking about a guy that would be deep, deep, deep in the rotation. But dude has stood out just about on every night out of these, you know, what's been an amalgamation of basically 10-day guys. You've already pulled out GG, Vince Williams off the two-ways, put them on real contracts. It doesn't look like you'll pull much else here out. But if you did, perhaps Goodwin would be one of those guys you'd look at. They got him in a trade, right?
Yeah.
Okay. His story a little bit different than these 10-day guys that you've signed. But in terms of the Grizzlies, you're just playing out the string. Again, tonight you're at Cleveland, 6 p.m. tip. Eric Hasseltine will be on the call. You can hear it right here on 929 FM ESPN.
Now, I do want to address a few things here. Creamy Cole has reached out.
The guy you talked about in the first hour.
Yeah, the famous Creamy Cole.
Mm-hmm.
It came from a place of admiration that someone could be so invested in a season like this. I just can't really understand, you know. I mean, with the Raiders, for example, when it's obvious to me that they're not going anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, I check out. I'm like, this whole direction sucks. I'm not in it anymore.
Yep.
Right. Creamy Cole takes the opposite approach. He sort of digs in further and is evaluating the 11th guy on the bench. And that's what
Jordan Goodwin
I admire. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I respect that level of attention to detail. Again, do I think that those powers for Creamy Cole could be better used elsewhere? Maybe in the community or something like that. That dedication, I do. I do. But I do know this. Every fan base needs a fan like that, man. That's how you know you've made it. When you have somebody that's like, and you know.
That diehard.
I mean, for real. Living and dying. I mean, on April 9th. Of a season where you won 20 games, it's crazy to me. It's good.
I mean,
it's like if you're a Lions fan and you're like, you know, it's like game 15, you're 0-14, and mm-hmm. and you know you're evaluating the backup left guard. You're like, oh man, this guy's get him on the practice squad next year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, again, you're not rooting for Detroit or one of these teams that doesn't look like it has.
Oh yeah,
future.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like you're rooting for a team that should be right back there.
Next year. Look, greater later is what I've always said about this team. There's no question about it. And it will be fun. I don't know if anything from this season will be, you know, will remain. I don't know if there's a piece, you know. But we sort of learned what we're going to learn about this season, I feel like, with Gigi and Vince Williams, right?
That's, well, and Brandon.
And Brandon's
Brandon
back. Yeah.
Looks like he's ready to go for next year. That was a positive development.
Yes.
Put that on there, too.
The first two lessons we learned, like, in December. You know, we've kind of – this is – the hay's been in the barn since December. The rest of it's just kind of been playing out the string.
Right.
I wish it was a little different. I mean, the grind of an NBA season when it's lost is like no other. I mean, it's – man, it's tough. You know, just staying engaged and, you know, because you know what's on the other side. I guess that's the good news. Like, if I was a fan of the Wizards or what are they doing?
Portland. All those teams.
You know, like, they have no direction. They have nothing on the other side. You know, they're just lost,
right.
Bro. Lost on the road.
San Antonio at least knows it's got a star.
Oh, they got Wimby.
Right.
Yeah. They got something. Wizards
they're
got
down
nothing,
there record
dude.
Wise, but there's
Wizards
a
gave Jordan
there.
Poole too much money. Mm-hmm. They got untradeable contracts. Portland's got, you know, young players, but none of them really seem to be winners or great. I mean, I like Anthony Simons, but I don't think he's a guy that you can win with. That's kind of becoming, you know, obvious. So at least as your best player. So yeah, I mean, you're in that Warriors 2020 situation. You really are, and they got a title after that. They won the year after they drafted James Wiseman at 2. You know, hopefully you can draft somebody that's a little bit more useful to you than James was for the Warriors. I mean, that's the idea. That's the hope. So,
or yeah, send it off.
However you choose to use it, exactly right. But there was some lessons, no L's, as we say, just lessons.
It'll be interesting to hear from Ja on Monday if they make him available.
Right. Yeah, he. I did see him.
Coming back from the labrum tear.
Yes.
You know, when can he? When
right.
did basketball? You know,
right.
Finding all that out. How healed are you?
Exactly.
You know, where are you in your recovery process? That'll be interesting. That's something we need to know. You know, the rest of it.
I saw him on a TikTok yesterday.
The brace is off.
Yeah.
They said that.
Yeah.
But I don't know about, you know, how close he is to basketball activities.
Right.
If he's shooting that thing. If he's trying to dunk on people again.
Yes. The whole thing now that they do is like, what's up, brother? You seen that?
Uh-uh. Just put up the one.
What's up, brother? And then you respond, what do you say? What's up, brother?
Who does that?
That's what the TikToks do now.
Bro, I'm not on TikTok.
So the way it goes is it's this creator on Twitch called Sketch. He plays Madden, all right? And he says, special teams, special plays, special players.
You got to be there. It's one of those things where you got to be there.
You just phased out of the whole thing. John did not know either. John did not know the reference. He was not there, as you say. Luke Kennard and John Conchar knew the reference. G.G. Jackson knew the reference. G.G. knew the reference. But again, I think it's sort of, it skews younger, right? It skews a little, you got to be a little younger to kind of, you're up on that, you know. Jaren knew it as well. He knew the reference. Like the Titans did it.
He's a young soul.
It's like every franchise is doing it now. They're like the social media person is like filming them as they walk up to practice. What's up, brother? And some of them are like, what's up? And some of them
that's
get
how
it.
I would be.
So some of them get it. You know, like Will Levis for the Titans. He got it. He did the whole thing. Will Levis, people were like, oh, he must be that dude. He is actually the guy that plays Madden. You know what I mean? But like, you know, other guys, it's just kind of funny to see who's on the internet and who's not. Ja, not on the internet, apparently.
What about this dude, Jack White?
Who is he?
Isn't he the guy the Grizzlies most recently signed? He's a white dude.
Jack White. Oh, that's who that was. There was a random white dude in the video that I did not recognize. That must have been him.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You've gotten lost in all the signings. You don't know about Jack White?
I thought Jack White was the dude from the White Stripes. He's the singer. Is this, but he's also, he shares the same name?
Yeah, Jack White got a 10-day.
Oh, shout out to Jack
it's
White.
It's like Jack White Man.
Jack White Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's his game?
You're going to like it. He's 6'7", 225.
Oh, okay. Can he shoot?
I'm sure he can.
All right.
When he gets on one, most white
like
guys
it.
Can.
I like it, man. You know, just you're just trying to.
Let's see if we can get him in the starting lineup tonight.
Add him to the list of great white American basketball
players.
You
don't remember him out of Duke?
Oh, wow. He went to Duke? No. I must have just been.
How do you not remember Jack White out of Duke, bro?
There's no way he played at Duke.
Unselected in the 2020 NBA draft out of Duke.
He apparently played with Zion.
Jack White Man.
That's correct.
Y'all, he was out there last night. You're not even paying.
A game
you're not even paying attention. He was out there last night for you.
He averaged 2.7 points a game at Duke.
Does Jack White?
Are we doing somebody
about the TikTok thing?
Are we? Yes, he did. Are we doing somebody a favor? Who are we doing a favor for by signing Jack White to a 10-day?
Y'all didn't even know he was here. Y'all have stopped paying attention to when the Grizzlies sign guys to 10 days because there's been so many.
I need to know. I need to know who we're doing a favor for. What's the end game with him? Because this makes no sense to me.
Again, it's a part of the resurgence of the white American basketball player.
And it's continuing right here. He's Australian.
Then I wouldn't have called him the white American basketball player.
He's Australian. Yeah, unfortunately. That's devastating.
That's a blow.
It is.
He can't help y'all.
No.
Even the whitest of
no
white
good.
Man, Australian.
Doesn't count, bro.
You know, it doesn't resonate in the same way.
Jack White and the Grizzlies back in action tonight against the Cavs at 6 p.m. You can hear the tip right here on 929 FM and ESPN.
Next story.
We're going to come back. Nick Friedell is going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk to him about the NBA, Grizzlies, Lakers, and more. Jason and John, 929 FM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
ESPN. All right, top of the hour, we'll have Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell joining us. We'll get back into the NBA conversation. I figured here for a short time because I was very impressed by this. I wonder if you will be too. It's my first year that I've locked in Dane Brugler. Does a draft breakdown. He calls it the draft guide, and it's earned a nickname after 6 years. That nickname is The Beast, and it's called The Beast. He says he can't remember when it first was nicknamed that, but it's called that apparently by consumers, by those that have read his preview over at The Athletic, because of how deep a dive in he takes on all these prospects. 323 pages. The Athletic released it as a PDF file. And what I was so impressed by is that he goes as far as to break down the 19th ranked running back he's got in this year's draft. And that guy is Blake Watson. How about that? Man, the lengths to which he goes to get this information about, he's got everybody's background, parents, names of parents, what they did. In Blake Watson's case, both were correctional officers at Rikers Island Jail. Did you know that? I mean, he dives deep, and he does that for everybody. Obviously does the strengths and weaknesses. But one of the things that I thought was super impressive, and it shows that he has clearly watched the tape on all of these guys, he talks about on weaknesses for Watson, and I'll read you some of his strengths too, but on weaknesses, says vision helps him quickly locate pressure and pass protection, but his execution is very up and down. See his 2023 Missouri tape for the former and the 2023 Navy tape for the latter. So he points out where Watson was good at it. Hey, go watch the Missouri tape. But where he wasn't so good at it, go back and watch the Navy tape. And again, he's got Watson as the 19th ranked running back in the draft, a guy who he says could go on the in the 6th or 7th round, but breaks it down to the point he's watched tape in games, multiple games on all of these guys. Overall, he says Watson might not have a featured role in the NFL, but his run balance and patient instincts make him a slippery threat with the ball in his hands. Despite his inconsistencies as a pass blocker, he projects best as a third down back, and like I said, thinks he can go in the 6th or 7th round. Talks about for strengths, runs bigger than he looks, like we've talked about, because of his contact balance, has a unique ability to stay afloat and spin bounce off of half-hearted tackle attempts. Talks about how he always keeps the legs moving, like we remarked about with him, and talks about how, you know, was a receiver, you know, back in his high school days, and so those hands that he's got are real. Only had 4 drops on a combined 105 targets over the last 2 seasons. Like, the breakdown is incredible.
I
haven't even read a quarter of what he's got to say about Blake Watson. He does this about everybody, including the guys, obviously, at the top of the draft, all the quarterbacks. He's got a breakdown on Caleb Williams' whole life before he even became an NFL prospect. Said him and his dad sat down when he was 10 years old, and they said, "What do you want to be?" And Caleb Williams said, "I want to go to the NFL," and they came up with a plan when he was 10. "We're going to start getting up at 5:30, we're going to get with this coach, that coach." Amazing, again, background information, strengths and weaknesses on all of them. If you do not have an athletic subscription, I would tell you that it's worth it just for the draft guide alone. In terms of what he breaks down.
So, okay.
Very, very good stuff. And I thought he was spot on about Blake Watson.
You putting down the athletic on your talent sheet this month?
Well, for me, I'm still on the $1 a month. I think you could get it for a year.
Yeah.
So it's the best deal ever because I'm still paying $1.
But
it'll go up here shortly.
I subscribe to the New York Times, so you get
it with that.
Right. There's different ways
to do it. It's worth it without the draft guide.
Yeah.
You see the work that Dane Brugler puts into this, and you're like, holy cow, man.
I mean,
the bang I'm getting for my buck with this subscription.
Some of us like to know what's going on in the world from a geopolitical standpoint, so we subscribe to the New York Times. And some of us want to play the sandbox, and they just want to pay $1 for the athletic. You know what I'm saying?
Like I would imagine Daily Memphian might be charging more than the New York Times at this point, huh?
No, because the quality of news is that much better.
Really?
Oh, there's no question.
I mean, y'all, what I've known, y'all gotten
Harrington,
up there.
Hawkins,
CA
Martin.
Has gotten up there monthly. Like they're over y'all. I want to tell you,
they might
be getting $20 a month.
You got to think about the economics of it, right? The economics of the New York Times and the Athletic are that you're appealing to a much larger base of people. You're covering national sports. You're covering national teams. You know, Memphis, you're covering, you're catering to a much smaller group of people, so you have to sort of make the math work, you know what I mean, just from an economic standpoint. The Daily Memphian and the CA could not survive if they were long-term charging the same amount as the Athletic. It just wouldn't work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So support local is what I would tell everybody.
Radio's free.
We're doing that.
Yes.
But yes, Brad makes the best point. We're free.
That's right.
But we're already supporting local.
Yes.
I already do that.
Yes.
Memphian's $13.99. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yep. And where's my last CA charge? $19.99.
Hey, it's up there. I mean,
the CA's $20 a month now. I'm $13.99 for Daily Memphian.
Hey, you know what I mean? Where's the value? That's what I'll tell you. Where's the value? Respect everybody that does work here in Memphis greatly.
CA's $19.99
value
a month.
Is radio. It's free.
Yes. Now, look, we do have people that pay our salaries. It ain't free for them. It ain't free for our sponsors. But
we thank our sponsors.
We thank them.
God bless you, sponsors.
I do just want to make sure we have that out there, that it is not free for them. Our sponsors have to still pay.
Yep.
It is free to listen, though.
That's
it is free to participate.
in the party.
Now, I've often subscribed to the theory that if you're going to be a sixth or seventh round pick, it might just be better to be an undrafted free agent, so you could sort of pick your situation and tailor. You know, your agent knows what those teams have got. You've got a better shot with this team than you do because this one's got four running backs. This one's only got three. But I will say, if they've spent a sixth round pick on you, there's an investment level there too. And so, just in terms of sticking with you, arguing the other side of it. If Blake Watson goes in the sixth round, I mean, that team's invested in him. They've used a pick on him, and you would think they're going to be, you know, he gets injured or whatever, they'd be, you know, you're invested in him. You're going to keep him, as opposed to maybe an undrafted guy you'd be a little bit more willing to move off of. So whether he gets drafted or not, Blake Watson's probably got a future in the NFL, and I imagine for him, for a guy like that who it's been your dream, I mean, you want to be taken, you know, whether it's sixth or seventh round, you want to be selected as opposed to not going – to going undrafted.
Yeah. Did he have anything in there about Caleb Williams' fingernails and the color that they'll be draft week?
No.
Okay. Do you think they'll be blue? And what's y'all's colors? Like, what do y'all have, like a special color?
Blue, and you don't know what the Bears
colors
are?
I don't know if you called them a different, like a Chicago crimson. Like, I don't know, you know, whatever. But blue, white, and orange.
No.
That's y'all's colors.
He does point out how he's put together a foundation for, and this specifically, I want you to know this, for suckers.
I don't want to hear that.
Sucker for anti-bullying.
Oh, okay.
Kids
so
that get bullied.
Bully?
That's all you have gone from. You've gone from being bullied, but then you became a man, and you said, you know what, I'm going to bully back. And you've decided now to be the bully. But back for, you would have cared about this, for the guys, for the folks that are in school, Caleb has got an organization, anti-bullying organization. Again, for folks that want to talk about, you know, people that got their men that got their fingernails painted or whatever else.
Yeah.
We started an organization for fools like you.
What's it called?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It does, but Brugler breaks that down as well. The organization.
Okay. Good. Yeah. No, I thought that was fantastic. I thought that was a really good.
Williams
thing.
Was a running back and linebacker coming up, bro.
Wow. Did not know that. Now he's a.
Explains partly. He says why he runs so physically when he runs with the ball.
Yeah, that's what he does.
And at age 10, he and his father created the plan, as I was talking about, laid out an aggressive training regimen to put him on the path to the NFL, including sessions with sports psychologists.
Hey, there you go. That's a beautiful thing.
I mean, they were taking it. CJ's 10. So, see, I got to start getting serious about this. Start taking him to sports psychologists.
That's right.
I mean, the path starts now. It certainly did for Caleb Williams.
Exactly. All right, we'll come back, talk to Nick Friedel about the NBA, about the play-in situation. Cat coming back. Lots to get to with him. Stick around. Jason and John, Arty Turner FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.